What happened with the new disciples? They are all sleeping. They got their names, the purpose is fulfilled. I can imagine that by now your batteries have been charged totally and there's not much which can still fit in it.
Vjerujem da su vam do sada baterije potpuno napunjene i da nemaju još puno kapaciteta koji se može ispuniti.
All kapaciteta is filled. I would like to talk today about a subject which I always call the love of the Lord for his devotees.
Želio bih danas govoriti o temi koju ja uvijek nazivam ljubavlju Gospodina prema svojim baktama.
We are always encouraged to develop love of Godhead.
Mi smo ohrabreni uvijek da razvijemo ljubav prema Bogu.
A natural question which we might ask is now, love is not a one way street, it has to go both ways.
Pitanje koje nam se prirodno može nametnuti je ljubav nije jednosmjerna ulica, mora se odvijati u oba dva pravca.
And we might become interested in the question, what does Krishna feel about us?
I možda se možemo početi pitati, što Krishna osjeća o nama?
How does Krishna's, I mean, if I'm always requested to love Krishna, how does Krishna love me?
Ako su mi traži od mene da volim Krishnu, kako Krishna voli mene?
Do you have this experience that you try to serve someone, you try to please someone, and there is nothing coming back from the person, and you become naturally doubtful, does he love me also?
Ne znam da li imate tako iskustvo, pokušavate služiti nekome, pokušavate mu udovoljiti i ništa ne dobijate za uzvrat, pa se prirodno pitate da li vam također voli?
Especially this question, does Krishna love me, becomes very much urgent for us when we feel that our life is full of obstacles.
Ovo pitanje da li nas Krishna voli postaje posebno hitno za nas kada nam život postane ispunjen poteškoćama, preprekama.
At such a time, the devotee might feel forsaken.
U takvim vremenima bhakta se može osjećati zaboravljen.
I'm doing so many things for Krishna, but he seems to not respond.
Radim tako puno stvari za Krishnu, a izgleda da on na to ne odgovara.
Such a time, doubts may come in the Lord's existence or in the Lord's love for me.
I na taj način mogu se pojaviti sumnje u Gospodinovu egzistenciju ili u njegovu ljubav prema nama.
Now, this question, does Krishna love me, become very, how do you say, can be answered if you understand the two different types of love.
E sada na ovo pitanje, da li me Krishna voli, se može odgovoriti ukoliko razumijete dvije vrste ljubavi.
There's something which we can call motherly love and something which we can call fatherly love.
Postoji ono što možemo nazvati majčinskom i ono što možemo nazvati očinskom ljubavi.
The love of the mother towards the child is unconditional.
Ljubav majke prema djetetu je bezuvjetna.
The child just has to exist in order to get the love of the mother. He does not or she does not need to do anything which makes him or her deserve that love.
Dijete mora samo postojati da bi dobilo majčinsku ljubav. Ono ne mora učiniti bilo što da bi zaslužilo takvu ljubav.
Usually the mother is for the child more important than the father in the beginning states of its existence.
Na početnim stadijima njegovog postojanja za dijete je obično majka puno značajnija od oca.
The mother can give the child milk which the father cannot produce.
Majka može dati mlijeko koje otac ne može stvoriti.
Because the first level of existence is I am because I eat, the mother has more importance really.
А пошто први стадий постојања се објашњава као јесам, једем, значи јесам, онда је природна мајка битнија.
It said in psychology that when the child turns 6 years old, usually the father gains in importance.
И каже се обично, каже се обично у психологији да када дијете порасте до 6 година, онда на вриједност или на значаја добива отец.
Thank you for your motherly love.
Hvala za tvoju majčinsku ljubav.
You have felt some inspiration to love me unconditionally.
Osjetio si inspiraciju da me bezuvjetno voliš.
When the child turns 6,
kada dijete napuni 6 godina,
the father will be there.
Onda će otac biti bitan.
Usually the father takes the child with him on walks.
Obično tada otac vodi dijete na šetnje sa sobom.
And begins to explain many things about life, practical life in this world to the child.
I počnemo objašnjavati mnoge stvari o životu, o praktičnom životu u ovom svijetu.
More than the mother, the father is there to train us.
Otac je puno prisutniji od majke kada je u pitanju obuka ili trening.
To guide us.
On je tu da nas vodi.
To teach us principles in life.
Da nas podučava principima u životu.
To give us a sense of competence.
Da bi nam dao osjećanje da vrijedimo.
And to sometimes prepare us for the harsh reality of competition.
I ponekad da nas pripremi za grubu stvarnost koje je ispunjena na natjecanjima.
To do this, the father has expectations in us that we learn our lessons well.
A da bi to učinio, otac također i očekuje nešto od nas, nešto očekuje nešto jer trebamo naučiti svoje lekcije.
The fatherly love we need to acquire.
A očevu ljubav trebamo steći.
We need to do something to deserve it.
Trebamo nešto učiniti da bismo je zaslužili.
Yes. Mother always loves the children.
Majka uvijek voli dijete.
The father will say, "Budi dobar, then I love you."
A otac će reći, "Budi dobar i tada te volim."
These are two classical types of love which are given by superiors to inferiors.
To su ta dva klasična tipa ljubavi koje nadređeni osjećaju prema podređenima.
I remember there was often the situation at home.
Sjećam se često takvih situacija kod kući.
I was much more temperamental than you all know me, because you know me only in the Hare Krishna movement.
Bio sam puno temperamentniji nego što me vi znate, jer svi vi me znate kao člana Hare Krishna pokreta.
And I would do many mischievous activities.
I radio sam brojne nestašluke.
Once a week the ambulance had to come and bring me into the hospital to save me from death. I was falling off trees and cliffs and mountains because I did free climbing.
Jedna je morala hitna pomoć doći i odvesti me u bolnicu da bi me spasili život, jer sam padao s drveća, sa, kako se kaže, sa litica, sa planina.
And always neighbors came to complain.
A i susjedi su uvijek dolazili i žalili se.
So, once it was around 11 o'clock, I overheard my parents speak about me.
Jednog dana oko 11 sati načuo sam kako moji roditelji razgovaraju o meni.
My father said, I mean, this our middle son is really too much.
Tata je rekao, ovaj srednji sin, no, to je previše što on radi.
I think I will get a super heavy educator and he will have to be with him 24 hours a day.
Mislim da će naći super heavy tutora i on će s njim biti 24 sata dnevno.
Then I heard my mother. No, leave him. He has a good heart.
A onda čuo sam majku, ma ne, pusti ga, pa ima dobro srce.
And he's very intelligent.
Jako je inteligentan.
He will learn his lesson the hard way, but once he has learned it, he has learned.
Naučit će svoju lekciju kroz školu teških udaraca, ali jednom kada je nauči, onda će je znati.
My father was you women.
Otac je govorio, vi žene.
You mothers.
Vi majke.
How can you train someone by just being so soft-hearted?
Kako možete ikoga istrenirati ako ste tako meka srca?
We must have expectations in him.
Moramo mu postaviti nekakve zahtjeve.
We must pronounce the conditions very strongly.
Moramo vrlo čvrsto postaviti zahtjeve.
My mother always won the argument.
Ali majka bi uvijek dobijala, bi pobjeđivala u tim raspravama.
But I just wanted to make it clear to you that love can manifest in two ways, motherly and fatherly.
Međutim, htio sam vam dati jasno do znanja da se ljubav može manifestirati na dva načina, kao majčinska i kao očinska.
In this lecture I would like to establish that as Krishna, who describes himself to be the supreme father of all living entities, his love is all often of the fatherly kind.
U ovoj lekciji želim ustanoviti da Krishna, koji za sebe kaže da je otac cjelokupne kreacije, njegova ljubav također je često puta takvog očinskog tipa.
He seems to expect something from his devotees.
Čini se da on očekuje nešto od svojih bhakta.
He says, Savadamang parijaja, give up everything and surrender unto me.
On kaže, odbaci sve i samo se predaj meni.
That's a condition.
A to je uvjet.
That's fatherly love.
To je očinska ljubav.
But he has also a motherly love.
Međutim, on također osjeća i majčinsku ljubav.
Which becomes particularly manifested in the personality of Srimati Radharani.
Koja je posebno izražena u osobnosti Srimati Radharani.
Prabhupada gave a very nice lecture once, I believe it was in London, where he said something. Yes, I don't have it with me here, but he said you may be a great nonsense, a fool.
Prabhupada je jednom dao vrlo interesantnu lekciju, čini se da to bilo u Londonu, gdje kaže, možete biti veliki glupak, budala.
But if you approach Radharani,
ali ako pristupite Radharani,
she will say, here is a nice devotee of you, Krishna.
Ona će reći, evo jednog tvog finog bhakte, Krishna.
Please accept him.
Molim te, prihvati ga.
In one purport to the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada, he put this motherly love of Radharani a little bit more in the center.
U jednom komentaru Bhagavatama Prabhupada ovu majčinsku ljubav Radharani još više naglašava.
He wrote, Srimati Radharani is a tender-hearted feminine counterpart of the Supreme Whole.
Srimati Radharani je ženski vid, ženski vid nježnog srca vrskonske cjeline.
Yes. Radharani resembles the perfectional stage of the worldly feminine nature.
Radharani nalikuje potpunom savršenstvu svjetovne ženstvene prirode.
Therefore, the mercy of Radharani is available very readily to the sincere devotees.
Zato je milost Radharani vrlo lako dostupna iskrenim bhaktama.
And if Radharani recommends such a devotee to Lord Krishna,
iako Radharani preporuča takvog bhaktu Krishne,
the Lord at once accepts the devotee's admittance into his association.
Gospodin odmah prihvaća bhaktu i omogućuje mu pristup u njegovo društvo. Pristup.
Therefore the devotees very much take shelter in Radharani. Jai Radhe!
Zato bhakta vrlo rado uzima utočište u Srimati Radharani.
There are many narrations in our scriptures how devotees looked for the mercy of Radharani and in this way got the motherly recommendation so that Krishna took care of them.
A postoje puno priča u našim spisima koje objašnjavaju kako bhakte traže milost Radharani i na taj način dobijaju majčinsku preporuku i Krishna se pobrine za njih.
Now, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna exhibits both the motherly and the fatherly love.
И сад у обличу четенима на Прабуа, Господин Кришна исказує и майчинску, и очинску любов.
Yes, and I would like to talk a little bit about this today.
И данас бих хотів нешто мало више говорити о томе.
Now, because I see the atmosphere, you really have overdoses of spiritual things for the Serbian capability, I will chant with you a little bit now.
Зато мислим да сте мало предозирани. Духовним створенням, берем, що це тече сербських могучностей.
Because we will enter a very deep spiritual subject and you have to be a little bit here in the room.
І хочемо учити на верло глибоку духовну тематику, а ви за це треба бути присутній овді особі.
When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in Puri, he showed to his devotees how he is controlled by their love and how he controlled them by his love.
Доки прибував у Пурію, Господин Чайтанія своїм бактама показав, како он долазі під контролю ніхової любові і како їх також контролює своєю любові.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed every night in a little room called the Gambira, which was so small that he could not even stretch out.
Господин Чайтанія живів у одній малій собі, яка називала Гамбіра, яка була толико мала, що він не мог не спружити.
Sometimes he would not be able to sleep.
Понекад не був у стані спати.
And he rubbed his soft lotus face at the walls of the Gambira, calling out, "O Krishna, O Krishna, Ha Prananath."
І понекад і он би трляв своє нежно лотосове лице у зітове гамбіре і озвикивав Кришна.
In the morning the devotees found him and they saw his soft cheeks were full of blood and they asked, "Why did you do this to you?"
І он би утро бакта нашли господина і негови меки обрізи су били свої крвави і вони су го питали, "Зашто си то учинио?"
Lord Chaitanya would look at them.
А Господин Чайтанья би їх погледав.
And he would scream, "There is Krishna!
Де є Кришна?
I cannot tolerate the separation from my Lord."
Не можу більше підносити відвоєність від Господина.
So the devotees decided they would give him the brother of Damodar Pandit. He would sleep in the same little room and he would prevent the Lord from harming himself.
Йому собакто одлучив, що брат Дамодар Пандита спавати у істій малесній собі і що на той način спричавати Господа да се повреди.
In the evening after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had danced the whole day, Shankara would massage his legs.
А на вечір, nakon što bi gospodin plesao cijeli dan, Shankara bi masirao njegove noge.
And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would fall asleep.
I onda bi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu zaspao.
And he would rest his legs on the body of Shankara.
A svoje bi noge naslonio na tijelo Shankarino.
This earned Shankara the nickname the pillow of Lord Chaitanya.
І збок того є Шанкара зарадіо надимак ястук Господна Чайтанья.
Then, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew Shankara would be fast asleep,
і онда, коли Chaitanya Mahaprabhu знав, що Шанкара глибоко заспав,
he would take his legs from Shankara, he would take his own chadar and spread it in motherly love. Onda over Shankara.
Склонив свої ноги со Шанкари і покрив його з майчинською любов'ю со своїм власним чадаром.
Then he would chant, "Ha Krishna, Ha Govinda."
І онда би ізговарав імена Кришна і Говинда.
"Where are you now?"
Где си сада ти?
But he would be afraid to wake up Shankara and he would be very soft.
Але боявся, що не проводив Шанкар, що той був дуже тих.
He was controlled by the love of his devotees.
Значить, дошов під управу любові свого бакти.
Every year the devotees came for four months to spend time with Lord Chaitanya in Puri.
Svake godine tokom 4 mjeseci bhakti su dolazili i živjeli sa gospodinom Chaitanyom u Puriju.
Advaita Acharya was there who had come from Navadvip.
Advaita je bio tamo koji je došao iz Navadvipa.
And all the other devotees from Navadvip were chanting and dancing and listening to Krishna Katha for these 4 months.
I svi drugi bhakti iz Navadvipa su mantrali, plesali i slušali o Krishne tokom tih 4 mjeseci.
After this time, they would sit around Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to say goodbye, but no one found the strength to move his legs to go away from Puri.
Nakon tih 4 mjeseci sjedili su sa Chaitanya Mahaprabhom i želeći da mu kažu s Bogom, međutim niko nije našao snage u svojim nogama da otiđe iz Purija.
They were controlled by the love of Chaitanya.
Bili su pod upravom ljubavi gospodina Chaitanya.
Advaita Acharya said, "My dear Lord,
Advaita Acharya je rekao, dragi gospodine,
you are like the puppeteer who moves us.
Ti si kao lutkar koji nas pokrećeš.
You have given the order that we go back to Navadvip, but please also move us.
Naredio si nam da odimo u Navadvip, a sad nas i pokrenim."
And in this way, the loving exchange between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees were there, controlled by each other's love.
Na taj način postojala je ta razmjena, ljubavna razmjena između gospodina i bhakta.
There was one special devotee.
I sada postoji jedan vrlo poseban bhakta.
His name was Jagarananda Pandit.
On se zove Jagarananda Pandit.
He had the mood of Satyabhama, the queen of Lord Krishna in Dvaraka, who would sometimes disagree with her lord.
On je bio u raspoloženju Satyabhame, Krišnine kraljice iz Dvarake, koja se ponekad ne bi slagala s gospodinom.
In a moment I will tell you the amazing exchange of love between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagadananda.
I za koji trenutak ispričat ću vam zapanjujuću razmjenu ljubavi između gospodina Chaitanya i Jagadananda.
But because this is a very deep subject, I want to request you to first chant with me. When Jagadananda came to Navadvip, Mother Sachi heard that a dear associate of her son had come.
Kada je Jagadananda pristigao u Navadvip, majka Sachi čuo da je vrlo dragi pratilac njegovog sina došao.
And she asked Jagadananda, "Come to my house and tell me news about Sachinandana Gaura Hari."
I onda rekla Jagadanandi, "Molim te dođi u moju kuću i ispričaj mi sve novosti koje znaš o Sachinandana Gaura Hariju."
For one entire month, Jagadananda did not find the power in his heart to leave Mother Sachi.
Čitavih mjesec dana Jagadananda nije našao snage u svome srcu da napusti majku Sachi.
From morning till evening, he had to tell Mother Sachi all about her son.
Od jutra pa do večeri morao je pripovijedati majci Sachi sve o njezinom sinu.
What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what he ate,
što je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rekao, što je jeo,
how he was relating to different devotees.
Kako se obhodio sa različitim bhaktama.
Only after 1 month, Mother Sachi was a little bit satisfied by the katha about her Nimai.
Tek nakon mjesec dana, majka Sachi je malo bila zadovoljna s tim razgovorima o njenom sinu.
So Jagadananda went to other great devotees in Navadvip.
I Jagadananda je posjetio različite velike bhakte u Navadvipu.
Finally he felt his time had come to slowly return.
I konačno je pomislio da je došlo vrijeme da se polako vrati.
But he wanted to visit Shivananda Sena in Kumarahatta.
Ali želio posjetiti Shivananda Sena u Kumarahati.
And together they planned to bring a very special present for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I zajedno su isplanirali da pošalju vrlo vrijedak poklon za Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
They took a huge amount of sandalwood and with their own hands boiled the sandalwood and in this way extracted 15 kg of sandalwood oil, very cooling quality.
Uzeli su, znači, sandalovo drvo sa svojim vlastitim rukama ga obradili i na taj način dobili 15 kg ulja od sandalovine koje je bilo vrlo rashlađujuće.
It's like when someone comes from Croatia, he brings a bottle of the best cold pressed most fragrant olive oil.
Na primjer, isto tako kada neko dolazi iz Hrvatske, onda donese bocu najmirisnijeg djevičanskog prvoklasnog maslinovog ulja.
And he will say or she will say, there is no better quality of olive oil. My brother picked the olives, my father pressed them, and I filled it in the bottle. It's the best.
I onda će on ili ona reći, nema boljeg maslinovog ulja od ovog. Moj brat ih je brao te masline, moj otac ih je, kako se to kaže, cijedio, a ja sam sipao u flašu.
So when Jagadananda Pandit came back to Puri, he had this earthen vessel of clay with handmade sandalwood a la Shivananda Sena and Jagadananda quality.
I tako kad išao za Puri, Jagadananda imao tu glinenu posudu ispunjenu sa sandalovim uljem koje je bilo po najboljoj Jagadananda Shivananda Sena kvaliteti.
And he came to Govinda, the personal servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and said, please take this oil and massage it on the body of the Lord.
I onda je prišao Govindi, ličnom slugi gospodinu Čajtani, i rekao, molim te, uzmi ovo ulje i masiraj gospodina s njim.
Govinda knew already Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's opinion, but because he was afraid of Jagadananda, he nevertheless told the Lord one day about this very special sandalwood oil for massage.
Govinda je već znao mišljenje Čaitanje Mahaprabhu, ali iz straha od Jagadananda ipak je jednog dana rekao gospodinu o tom vrlo posebnom ulju za masažu.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the proposal, he said, no, never!
Kad je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu čuo taj prijedlog, rekao je, ne, nikada.
I'm a sannyasi.
A ja sam sannyasi.
If I come through the road smelling like a perfume tree, what will the people think about the renunciation?
Ukoliko se pojavim vani i hodam putom kao neko namirisano drvo, onda što će ljudi misliti o odvojenosti?
They will talk bad about me.
Govorit će me.
They will say the perfume sannyasi has come.
Govorit će, dolazi namirisani sannyasi.
Tell Jagadananda.
Reci Jagadanandi.
This is very good oil.
To je jako kvalitetno ulje.
It should be burned in the oil lamps for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath in the temple.
S njima trebamo ispuniti te, kako zove, uljene lampe u templu gospodina Jagannatha za njegovo zadovoljstvo da gori.
In this way his effort will not be in vain.
I na taj način njegov napor neće biti uzaludan.
When Govinda told Jagadananda Pandit about the Lord's decision, Jagadananda Pandit was highly upset.
E sada kada je Govinda rekao Jagadananda Panditu o gospodnoj odluci, Jagadananda je postao krajnje uznemiren.
But he didn't say anything.
Međutim, ništa nije rekao.
Only after 1 month he approached Govinda again.
Tek nakon mjesec dana ponovo je pristupio Govindi.
You know about this oil.
A sjećaš se onog ulja?
Please put it on the body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Molim te, stavi ga na tijelo Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Govinda again came to Mahaprabhu.
I Govinda ponovo došao kod Mahaprabhu.
And again Mahaprabhu said, it should be used for the Lord.
I ponovo Mahaprabhu rekao, trebamo ga iskoristiti za gospodina.
The next day, Jagadananda Pandit asked Govinda, so did he accept my oil?
I onda je rekao drugi dan Jagadananda Govindi, i je li prihvatio moju ponudu?
Yes and no.
Pa i da ne.
He he said it should go to Lord Jagannath.
Rekao da treba to da ide gospodinu Jagannath.
Jagananda was extremely silent.
Jagananda je postao krajnje tih.
He directly went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I direktno se uputio ka Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
There was the effulgent Lord.
Tamo je sjedio blistavi gospodin.
He said, Jagadananda, ja sam sanjasi.
I rekao je Jagadananda, ja sam sanjasi.
Jagadananda just went by Lord Chaitanya.
A Jagadananda samo prošao pored Chaitanya.
Went to where this huge earthen pot of oil was.
Otišao do mjesta gdje se nalazio velik glinani.
Took the oil.
Uzeo ulje.
And passed it on the stone.
I bacio steps. Na kamene stepenice.
Who has said I have presented you oil?
Ko kaže da sam ti poklonio ulje?
There is no oil here.
Ovdje nema ulja.
The oil was just disappearing in the ground.
A ulje jednostavno nestajalo u zemlji.
Maybe secretly the oil was also afraid.
Možda potajno se ulje samo plašilo.
Then Jagadananda Pandi went into his little cottage. Closed the door.
Zatvorio vrata.
And fasted for 3 days.
I 3 dana postio.
Lying in his bed.
Ležeći na svom krevetu.
Not getting up.
Ne ustajući.
Just crying.
I samo plačući.
On the morning of the 4th day.
A ujutro četvrtog dana.
There was a knocking on the door.
Neko je kucao, pokucao na vrata.
Jagadananda. No one is here.
Nema nikoga ovdje.
Jagadananda, it's me.
Jagadananda, to sam ja.
Your old classmate.
Tvoj stari školski drug.
Chaitanya.
Chaitanya.
Jagadananda, yes, I'm glad.
Jagadananda, gladan sam.
Can you do me a favor?
Možda mi jednu uslugu napraviti.
Jagadananda got big ears.
Jagadananda je postao sa fuku.
Favor?
Usluga?
What?
Šta?
I'm so hungry.
To tako sam gladan.
Can you please cook something for me?
Možda mi molim te nešto skuhati.
So immediately Jagadananda, who was bound by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's motherly love.
I Jagadananda, koji je bio vezan majčinskom ljubavi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Got up, he took a shower.
Odmah je skočio s kreveta, okupao se.
And he cooked.
I kuhao.
And when it was ready to serve the meal.
Kada je bio spreman da posluži obrok.
He personally served Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Osobno je služio Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Whenever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had eaten one preparation to the half.
I kad god je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pojio jednu preparaciju do pola.
Jagadananda was there and filled up the pot.
Jagadananda je došao i napunio ponovo.
Finally, after a very long time.
I konačno nakon dugo vremena.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, ja sam puna.
Ja sam pun.
I cannot eat more.
Ne mogu više jesti.
You please eat.
Jede, molim te, jede.
And because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was afraid of the love of Jagadananda Pandit.
I zato što Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bojao ljubavi Jagadananda Pandita.
He continued.
Nastavio.
Then he said, I have eaten many, 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 many times over my normal ratio.
A ja sam jeo puno puta više od mog normalnog količine.
It was very good what you cooked.
Ovo što si skuhao je bilo jako dobro.
When an angry cook cooks, there's some special spicing which makes the food especially tasty.
Kada ljutiti kuhar kuha, onda on u hranu unesi posebne neke posebni osjećaj, posebni začin koji jako ukusno muči na hranu.
What do you think, Marayati?
Što ti misliš?
When an angry cook cooks the special spicing.
Kada ljutiti kuhar kuha, onda hrana dobije posebni okus.
Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, now You have to eat.
I Chaitanya Mahaprabhu onda rekao, a sada ti moraš jesti.
Oh, Sri Jagannanda Pandi, there are some very good devotees who have not eaten. I will serve them first.
A Jagannanda rekao, ima još nekih jako dobrih bhakta koji nisu jeli, prvo ću njih poslužiti.
I want that you eat.
Ja želim da ti jedeš.
Then finally Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagannanda said, oh, I will eat.
I on tek tada je Jagadananda konačno rekao,
but first Bhavananda Roy and Ramananda Roy have to eat.
Ješću, ali prvo Bhavananda i Ramananda Roy treba jesti.
Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, Govinda, you stay here and you guard Jagadananda that he eats. I will go back into my kutia and I will stay awake and not take my midday nap until you come and give me a report of Jagadananda's eating.
Dobro, onda je rekao Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ali ti Govinda ostani ovdje i čuvaj Jagadanandu, a ja ću ići u svoj kutir i neću odmoriti sada posle ručka, nego ću ostati budan i čekat ću da se vratiš i obavijestiš me o tome da je Jagadananda ručao.
After some time, Govinda came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I nakon nekog vremena Govinda se vratio Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And he said,
i rekao je,
Jagadananda has eaten.
Jagadananda je jeo.
Then Mahaprabhu took his midday rest.
I onda se Chaitanya Mahaprabhu odmorio.
In this beautiful lila we find an illustration of these two types of love.
U lijepoj lili nalazimo ilustraciju ova dva tipa ljubavi.
First, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very strong. Never I will accept the service of perfume.
Na početku je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bio vrlo odlučan i riješen da nikad ne prihvati tu službu sa parfemom.
Jagadananda was disappointed, was crying.
Jagadananda je bio razočaran i plakao je.
So much fatherly love.
Tako puno očinske ljubavi.
Then Mahaprabhu understood his devotee was fasting for 3 days.
Onda je Mahaprabhu shvatio da njegov bhakta posti već 3 dana.
And he pretended, I need your service.
I pretvarao se, potrebna mi je tvoja služba.
I'm starving.
Izgladnjen, umirem od gladi.
Please cook.
Molim te kuhaj.
And your food is very good because you are so angry at me.
A tvoja je hrana vrlo ukusna zašto si toliko ljut na me.
Jagadananda said, the person for whom this food was meant cooked it. It was not me.
A Jagadananda je rekao, osoba za koju ovu hranu, za koga je ova hrana bila namijenjena, je u stvari skuhala. Nisam to bio ja.
You inspired me.
Ti si me
inspirirao. I only love you.
Ja samo tebe volim.
So, I wanted to express these two things with you. Sometimes Krishna gives us fatherly love.
Znači, Krishna nam ponekad pruža tu očinsku ljubav.
He expects us to conform to a certain standard.
Zahtjeva od nas da se prilagodimo određenim standardima.
He may even disappear before us.
Možda čak i može nestati sa našeg pogleda.
To train us to want him more.
Da bi nas naučio da ga više želimo.
He will give us in so many ways a tough love.
Na puno različitih načina on će nam pružiti tu tešku ljubav.
Please don't run away from this fatherly love of Lord Krishna.
Molim vas, nemojte bježati od te očinske ljubavi gospodina Krishna.
Please understand, it is necessary for you to be guided.
Molim vas, shvatite da je to nužno za vas, da bi vas Krishna pravilno vodio.
But at the same time, you can definitely desire the motherly love of the
Lord. Ali istovremeno svakako možete željeti i majčinsku ljubav gospodina.
Krishna has one quality that he is never forgets even any little service which is rendered to him. He is grateful.
Krishna ima jednu odliku posebno, nikad ne zaboravlja ni najmanju službu koja mu je ponuđena. On je zahvalan.
He is both fatherly and motherly in his love.
Svoju ljubav on može pružiti i na majčinski i na očinski način.
See, in Krishna consciousness we have to learn one little thing.
Усвоили Кришна, можемо научити одну малу ствар.
To train our monkey mind to think spiritually.
Да обучаємо свій майманський ум да мислі на духовний
начин. Some sadhus say that by the process of initiation, a devotee who is initiated lives in no longer in Kali Yuga.
Neki sadhu kažu da procesom inicijacije, kroz proces inicijacije, bhakta koji je iniciran prestaje živjeti u Kali Yugi.
An initiated disciple is no longer a Kali Yuga person.
Inicirani učenik više nije čovjek iz Kali Yuge.
He lives in Satya Yuga.
Živi u Satya Yugi.
And in Satya Yuga, whatever you think brings reactions.
A u Satya Yugi sve što pomislite donosi reakcije.
When a devotee, an initiated devotee, thinks materially, he will have material reactions.
I onda kada inicirani bhakta misli na materialne stvari, dobiće reakcije.
I have personal experience of this.
I imam osobno iskustvo toga.
When you think so dark,
kada ste jako mračni u svojim mislima,
like many Hare Krishnas,
kao brojni Hare Krishna,
yes, then you will not be on the spiritual level.
Onda se nećete nadlaziti na duhovnom nivou.
You will be a normalni osoba.
Bićete samo normalna osoba.
And to think properly, you will have to think of purifying your heart.
A da biste pravilno razmišljati, morate malo misliti na pročišćenje svoga srca.
Please make this the motto of your next year.
Molim vas načinite to motom svoje
until the next summer camp comes.
Sve do idućeg ljetne kampa.
You should think of activities which purify your heart.
To tada mislite na aktivnosti koje pročišćavaju vaše srce.
You should ask, is this favorable for my purification?
Trebate se postaviti pitanje, da li je ovo povoljno za moje pročišćenje?
Or is it unfavorable?
Ili je pak nepovoljno?
Don't think your thoughts are or the state of your heart is not important.
Nemojte misliti da vaše misli ili stanje vašeg srca su nebitne.
It's very important.
Vrlo su značajne.
I will now come to the end. It is quarter to seven.
Ovdje ću sada stati, već je 15 do 7.
We have made a very interesting plan for today.
Za danas smo napravili jedan vrlo zanimljivi plan.
But I just wanted to make one other thing. Usually, you know, in Krishna consciousness, the devotees for many years have gone with a T-shirt, think big.
Bhakti su u Hare Krishna pokretu dugi niz godina nosili majicu na kojem je pisala think big.
I would suggest a new slogan.
Ja bih predložio novi slogan.
Think pure.
Sorry?
Think česti.
Ah, misli čisto.
Čisto, yes. Think pure. This is a good motto.
To je dobro motto.
It will help you to live Krishna consciousness.
Pomoći vam da živite u svjesnosti Krishna.
Dobro. So our plan for this evening is we will make it the concluding evening.
Plan za večeras je da napravimo jedno završno večer.
We have many very nice surprises for you.
Imamo puno divnih iznenađenja za vas.
The two swamis will also be there.
Dva swamija će također biti prisutna.
And surprises.
I biće iznenađenja.
And we require everyone's presence.
I potrebno nam je da svi vi budete prisutni.
You can now do many things, but please be back at 7:30.
Sada možete raditi puno različitih stvari, ali molim vas vratite se u 7:30.
There is of course also an arati, but at 7:30 we start with the program, a small program set up by the children.
Imaćemo naravno i arati, ali u 7:30 počinjemo sa programom. Prvo će biti mali program koji su organizirale djeca.
But you don't sound so enthusiastic. No, it will be very nice, Vira Chandra.
Yes, this will be all on the program.
Will be very nice.
Vyče jako dobro.